KDW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Meta, parent of Facebook, released a new report declaring artificial intelligence did not play a major role in election disinformation this year.
Meta says that AI-enabled disinformation campaigns did not materialize in a significant way on its platforms, which include Facebook and Instagram. The company says that AI political content represented less than 1% of all fact-check misinformation in the months leading up to the 2024 election.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. The Trump transition says the Justice Department and it have signed a memorandum of understanding aimed at facilitating background checks for Trump nominees. Trenton Water Works, which provides the drinking water in the New Jersey Capitol and some surrounding communities, is acknowledging their water went largely untested for more than a year. The company says it fired the worker who it said phonied up the relevant reports. This is ABC News. A tense quiet returned to the Israel-Lebanon border.
Israel and Lebanon reaffirming their commitment to a U.S.-brokered ceasefire signed less than a week ago. That after the sides traded rounds late Monday, leaving 9 dead on the Lebanese side. The Israeli army defending its strikes, alleging Hezbollah is entering prohibited areas and attempting to fire and reclaim weapons. Defense Minister Yisrael Katz warning Beirut, if the ceasefire collapses, the IDF will hit not just Hezbollah, but Lebanese targets. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
It's been called the closest the world has ever come to a vaccine against HIV. Pharmaceutical Gilead previously said its twice yearly shot was 100% effective in women, and last week reported it worked nearly as well in men. Gilead says it will allow less expensive generic versions to be sold in 120 lower income countries. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Badgers go up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin has gone up a couple of more spots in the AP Top 25 poll, now ranked 11th in the nation. Tonight, the Badgers host the Michigan Wolverines at the Kohl Center. The Bucks are in Detroit to take on the Pistons for an NBA Cup game. Both teams 3-0 in tournament play. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander working out with the team, trying to come back from that PCL injury to his right knee. They play the Lions this Thursday night. Matt LaFleur on the next step.
That's why it's important. The practice is so important. We got to see it before we go down that road.
The Packers are 9-3, the Lions 11-1, and in first place in the NFC North Division.
Once you hit December, it's hard not to start to begin to look up a little bit. Like, you can start to smell the playoffs a little bit. You can start to see what's out in front of you, what's at stake. You know you're well within the race. I mean, this is why you're in this business.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When I saw Wicked last weekend at my local theater, I was surprised the crowd wasn't more into it. On the other hand, some theaters are taking issue with moviegoers singing along. Stars Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande weighed in, saying audiences should do whatever they feel. Moana's 2, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also says it's okay to sing along. So to those who heckled me last weekend in the middle of my performance during the film, I say take that. And seriously, clapping is good, but let's leave the singing to the professionals. If you're a fan of Yellowstone, there's a pretty good bet one of your favorite characters characters has been killed off in recent episodes. I will hold off on the most recent killings for spoiler purposes, but the killing spree started with Kevin Costner's character John Dutton, who was found dead in the first episode of the second half of season 5. If you're a fan of the show, you better start watching while there's still a cast. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then some snow showers tomorrow with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps steady to rising through the 20s tonight, high tomorrow, mid-30s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week, into the weekend. Current temp is 30.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, will prices of things we eat be going up? We talk to Darren Von Ruden coming up tomorrow at 11:06. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a game.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Karagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, a lot going on here. I'm reading our notes here that you've expertly prepared. And good thing I'm like a speed reader here. No, I'm just kidding. One of the things that we're going to talk about here is we're going to talk a little bit about new Native theater and the Blood Quantum Physics, an audio play by a guest, Deanna Standing Cloud, and it plays Fridays and Saturdays coming up 7 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. And it's at the Gremlin Theater, and that's coming up real soon. And I'll tell you another thing, Chujunk, you have a relative that stars in that audio play.
Oh, I wonder which one that would be.
We should get her on.
I have asked. I've been talking to New Native Theater, and they had a couple of their main people that are in town now for the start of the play. And it's been great. Yeah. So this is a series by, Deanna Standing Cloud, who's been on the show plenty of times, and she's great. She's also a great comedian. So I'm sure this will be quite a funny series. But Blood Quantum, Physics is a series that follows the lives of three Indigenous women, Maria, Tina, and Sarah, each embracing their unique paths while navigating the complexities of modern Native life.
What were those names again?
Maria, Tina, and Sarah.
Wow, some real Native names, yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
I know. But yeah, it's kind of like an urban setting of modern Native life, and it'll be fun. There's going to be balancing their dreams and collective values, forming a sisterhood that helps them all face love and loss and self-discovery.
Yeah, and that's going to be this weekend, December 6th and 8th, and then the next weekend, the 13th through the 15th. And we're going to try and get out there, Wendy and I, on the Sunday because we're going to be down at Shakopee the next weekend for Native Roots Trading Post, and we're going to be selling our goods and trading trinkets with people down there.
That'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But yeah, this will be at the Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. The address is 550 Vandalia Street. And it's an audio recording. So if you go to any of these performances, you'll be in the recording as the live audience, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, like I talk about here on Native Roots Radio, it's kind of the theater of the mind.
Yeah. It really is. Well, New Native Theater is just awesome. And we've seen, you know, their past performances. And this is their 15th season at New Native Theater. And it's theater with an R-E at the end, not an E-R.
Well, and the thing that was hard for me, Chujunk, was not to put the in front of the name.
Right. No, it's I do that. I think I even do that with like the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center or the Pretendians Band, per se.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rihanna, too, has been around for a long time here in the Twin Cities. And it was interesting. We had her on the show and the writers were on strike and we couldn't talk about. She wrote the first episode of the second season on Dark Winds. And that should be coming out here real soon.
Yeah, I know Yeah, they did get renewed for another season. Dark Winds is great. I forget which streaming platform it's on, but it's great. I think that's when the one with Zane McLaren.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was nominated for like Sexiest Indigenous Man of 2024 or something.
Yeah. I mean, I saw our friend that does one of our intros here. He was upset about it. I saw that on the X.
Oh, good old buddy Dallas Goldtooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, people were saying that some people got snubbed out of their sexiest man positions.
Well, I'm sitting up straight here at home here and wondering why people didn't vote for me. But yeah. Maybe it's because I slouch and I'm ancient. And no. We were talking before the show about this shampoo I'm using that's going to grow back my hair.
Hey, if it works, it works. We'll have to try some like herbal natural stuff or something.
Yeah, or something for sure.
Or something. Hey, but yeah, for more on New Native Theater, you can check out www.newnativetheater.org.
Well, in your notes for the show here, I saw that it's Heather Day. How the heck is that even possible?
I didn't know this. So I was actually looking up information because it's Giving Tuesday. Do you know what Giving Tuesday is?
Sure do.
Okay, well, I'm going to say it just in case people don't know. But Giving Tuesday is a global day of giving that takes place on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. It's a day to promote generosity and a charitable giving and to encourage people to give back instead of spending more. For nonprofits, Giving Tuesday is a day to raise money and engage supporters and many major American nonprofits organize fundraising campaigns, but smaller groups can also participate. So yes, today, December 3rd, is Giving Tuesday. But I also found out it's National Heather Day. So if you're... If your name's Heather, I guess you have a whole day dedicated to you.
Well, let me know when Robert Day is because I'm going to take the day off.
I know. I was looking up my name, too. I was like, wow, we'll have to get something in.
We'll have to make one up. We do have the power here on Native Roots Radio to do things like that. Well, Heather Keeler's going to be on today, too, rumor has it.
Yeah, we'll have to bring that up to her. I don't know if she knows it's Heather's Day or not.
Yeah, well, along with me always trying to call her Senator Heather Keeler, I'll be calling her Representative Heather Keeler on Heather Keeler Day when I introduce her.
Yeah, one of the names, right. It's also International Day of Persons with Disabilities and National Roof Over Your Head Day. And National Roof Over Your Head Day raises awareness to those in need to mend lives touched by the trials of homelessness.
Yeah, and we're going to have Ruth Buffalo on, too, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the Giving Tuesday and how we can support her organization. But, you know, I know there are so many organizations over the years I've done work for Enda Young. You know, we got Maggie Lorenz's group. I know they do really well on this day too.
Wakantipi.
Thank you. Yes.
Awanda Yakapi. There's like another part of that name too.
Wow. Yeah, well,
it's Dakota.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad you're here for that because I would be, you know, how I get through a lot of times too is just to kind of, mumbled through the name so they know I don't mispronounce it. So
yeah, I just do my best pronunciation. I don't think it's right. I'm not Dakota, but you can never, you know, be wrong by trying.
That's right. Yeah, and our friend Barry Hand said that, and I think he said it on the show. He says it to me all the time when he's a Lakota Dakota teacher over the years, and it's just like he really advocates trying is doing, and I appreciate that because, you know, I get a little gun shy when it comes to speaking Ho-Chunk or any language, but especially our Ho-Chunk.
Yeah, and you can never, you know, learn or improve unless, you know, unless you try.
Yeah, that's
You mentioned Inday Young. Do you want to give a little detail about what organization that is and what they do?
Well, Inday Young has been around a long time, and a good friend of mine is the CEO of that now. But what it's a homeless shelter for youth, and it's been around a long time. And I know they had this big house in St. Paul that was one of the organizations, and I think, or one of the buildings, and I believe 2 or 3 years ago, I can't remember, might even before, that they got a huge building, a huge donation, and they're on University Avenue here in St. Paul with a big building for our youth, and they do a lot of other services out of there, and it's just great work.
Yeah, really. There's a lot of great organizations in our Native community, and we're so thankful for them.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we got our friend Ruth Buffalo up next, and this is start of another month, and I'm grateful, and after, you know, going through November and gratitude month, I'm grateful for you, Haley.
Oh, like right back at you, Dega.
We'll be right back. Native Roots Radio.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Again, that's vaccines.gov. Vaccines.gov.
Step into the world of movement and Native culture at Nimiwin, now showing at All My Relations Arts. Nimiwin is translated as Everyone Dance. This moving multimedia exhibition, curated by Josie Hoffman, delves into the connection between movement and identity, drawing inspiration from dance and powwow traditions. It showcases the work of indigenous artists from Minnesota, emphasizing the fluidity of movement in our bodies, land, and community. Witness Nimiwin and its powerful expression on indigenous art. On display now through January 18th at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have our friend Ruth Anna Buffalo on, CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. And great to hear from you, Ruth. How are you doing?
Hi, Dosha. Doing good. Madzigirads. Thank you for having us.
Right on. Hey, it's today is December 3rd, and it's a Giving Tuesday. And I want to get a couple times here during the show. I want people to be directed where your site is so they can give on Giving Tuesday.
Yes, thank you. Yep, it's miwrc.org, and there'll be a link, or there'll be actually like a pop-up window that will say please donate. And so miwrc.org or /donate. So miwrc.org /donate.
Right on. And you know, one of the things we should talk about is how we can support and remind our relatives out there listening to the show what your organization does, just a quick overview, and then we'll talk about a couple other things.
Sure. We work to support American Indian women and their families, and we are culturally rooted in our community and our ancestral teachings. So we have a lot of different support systems, support mechanisms at MIWRC to help individuals, families, and our community to live a long, healthy life.
Right on. Hey, this Thursday, December 5th at 5:30, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center is hosting a healing circle for Indian boarding school survivors and descendants. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yep. So the National Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition has hosted, provided space at various locations throughout the Twin Cities metro area. And I know they rotate locations. And so we're thankful to host the healing circles at MIWRC. I believe it's like the first Thursday of every month. And then it actually also coincides with the healing, the cedar ceremony that takes place in the community room. So it's a nice healing space. This Thursday, the healing circle will be convening in the Healing Journeys conference room on the first floor at MIWRC. But I know that they are encouraging the NABS staff who are hosting the healing circle are encouraging individuals and families and members of our community to also join in on the cedar ceremony, but there'll be food available and they still want to offer that space. And I believe they're going to be moving to virtual healing circles, and they'll have mental health therapists and traditional healers available as well.
Wow, that's cool. Hey, we have a save the date winter storytelling with our friend Devery Fairbanks, and you want to talk about that a little bit? That's on January 8th at 6 p.m. and talk a little bit about what that looks like.
Yeah, for sure. And that's we're pretty excited to be hosting the event, and it's a time to come together and learn more of the different stories. And I'm just really appreciative of how much you know, the richness in our culture that's accessible to everybody in the community and in the urban setting, so to speak, you know, in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. It's, you know, one of the largest, urban native populations in the country. And so it's amazing to see how much richness there is in terms of our ancestral teachings still surviving the test of time. And we know during the winter months, that's oftentimes when certain stories are told. And actually was able to attend a gathering when I was back home at Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. And it was nice. We had clanship stories, and it was nice to share a meal and just be amongst community. And so really looking forward to the event. Zawin Gonzalez, the director of the Learning Center, is helping coordinate the event and also working with, you know, all of our different amazing programs underneath the MIWRC umbrella, family services, traditional healing, traditional birthing, NUJMO, and the drop-in center, and also our housing program.
Yeah, maybe you can remind our listening audience why we prefer storytelling in the winter.
Yeah, it's I know there, you know, different tribal nations or tribes mm-hmm. have different meanings or different protocols and things. And so, yeah, I want to be respectful too, because I'm, you know, a visitor in Minnesota. I think different tribes have different protocols, and it's always good to respect those protocols for sure.
I know, kind of like with Ho-Chunk and our Longhouse stories were told because it was cold out, you know. But during the winter, we didn't want to go outside and chop wood, you know.
We have those buffalo hides. No, we were joking too about like some of the drafts coming in our doors at the house. We're like, yeah, it's time to whip out the buffalo hides.
Hey. Yeah. Shoot. So you touched lightly on it. How was the remainder of your weekend at home in North Dakota with the relatives?
Geez, it was pretty amazing. We have like the next, you know, our future generations are flourishing and, you know, in full swing. You know, we have, I got to hold a newborn relative that was just born 3 days. She was born on early Thursday morning. So we got to see her on Sunday on our way through Bismarck, stopped at the hospital there and saw my niece who's doing well, got to hold her 3-day-old baby. Yes. So like my late auntie Hope, it's her great granddaughter. And then also the night before that, I got to hold a 3-week-old great granddaughter of my uncle's in Mandaree, relatives visiting from Montana. And then, yeah, so I got to hold a granddaughter and a grandson, great granddaughter, great grandson of my aunt and my uncle. And then we have more on the way. So we have a set of twins on the way in January and another little one on the way. So our, and they got to see one of my other uncles, another great granddaughter at the Clanship Stories gathering in Newtown. So it's pretty awesome to see our future generations.
Wow. Well, that's a true definition of we're still here.
Yes, for sure. I mean, it's just super thankful to see and witness because, you know, like, yeah, it's just amazing to see and be alive in these times and to see the little ones being, you know, so loved up and nurtured, you know. So, yeah, it's beautiful. Super thankful.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, you mentioned something else earlier, too, about, you know, we have what I've heard reported in my work is over 150 mm-hmm. tribes in the Twin Cities, and we have like 75,000 Native Americans in the 7-county area. You lived here when you were younger. How what kind of vibe do you feel now compared to then?
Well, first of all, I was single with no dependents. No. I was not single, but I guess, like, you know, when you look at the income reporting demographics boxes categories that you'd fit under, that was me. I'm just saying, like,
so was it single and ready to mingle? Is that the one you checked?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Anyways, no, like I was a lot younger, but yeah, we had, I don't know. Yeah, of course, I think times have changed in terms of like crime, but although, you know, the place that I was living at, like the first week there, like kitty corner from the house that I was renting, it was like a sublet in the attic of a big older Victorian house. On Cedar Avenue, but it was like a week or 2 weeks in the house kitty corner from where I was renting or subletting. There was a homicide across, you know, the way. So I was kind of like my, you know, introduction to the neighborhood. But I definitely believe times have changed. I mean, with even how things were, because, you know, I worked at Division of Indian Work, Youth Leadership Development Program on Lake Street, you know, so I didn't live too far from there. But yeah, I would say the vibe definitely, it just seems there's more, I would say a larger unsheltered Native population. That's what's really, really striking, I think, from between then and now, for sure.
Wow. Hey, we're with Ruth Buffalo.
And from Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Meta, parent of Facebook, released a new report declaring artificial intelligence did not play a major role in election disinformation this year.
Meta says that AI-enabled disinformation campaigns did not materialize in a significant way on its platforms, which include Facebook and Instagram. The company says that AI political content represented less than 1% of all fact-check misinformation in the months leading up to the 2024 election.
ABC's Mike DeBusky. The Trump transition says the Justice Department and it have signed a memorandum of understanding aimed at facilitating background checks for Trump nominees. Trenton Waterworks, which provides the drinking water in the New Jersey Capitol and some surrounding communities, is acknowledging their water went largely untested for more than a year. The company says it fired the worker who it said phonied up the relevant reports. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Badgers go up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin has gone up a couple of more spots in the AP Top 25 poll, now ranked 11th in the nation. Tonight, the Badgers host the Michigan Wolverines at the Kohl Center. The Bucks are in Detroit to take on the Pistons for an NBA Cup game. Both teams 3-0 in tournament play. NFL, Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander working out with the team, trying to come back from that PCL injury to his right knee. They play the Lions this Thursday night. Matt LaFleur on the next step.
That's why it's important. The practice is so important. We got to see it before we go down that road.
The Packers are 9-3, the Lions 11-1, and in first place in the NFC North Division.
Once you hit December, it's hard not to start to begin to look up a little bit. Like, you can start to smell the playoffs a little bit. You can start to see what's out in front of you, what's at stake. You know you're well within the race. I mean, this is why you're in this business.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever and, as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then some snow showers tomorrow with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps steady to rising through the 20s tonight, high tomorrow mid-30s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Current temp is 30.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, it's the one-year anniversary show with my first guest ever. Tune in with me, host Bill Leff. Also joining me are entertainment writer Chris Foran and Civic Media's own Joel Karnick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman,
101 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hi, we are back with our friend Ruth Anna Buffalo, CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis. Welcome back, Ruth.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, wanted to ask you a couple more questions before we let you go. And I just kind of wanted to start out, especially with, are the hopes up high now that Biden has pardoned his son? Is Leonard near next, or what is your vibe on that?
Gosh, I definitely hope that Leonard Peltier will be granted executive clemency by President Joe Biden. That's the hope, and just continuing to push. We're encouraging everybody to push, you know, or to contact their representatives, because, you know, he's an elder. He spent over half of his life behind bars, more than over half of his life, and he's in poor health. And yeah, we just we're still hoping that President Joe Biden will grant executive clemency for our elder, Leonard Peltier.
Yeah, definitely. So, Ruth, appreciate that. I want to always give you the opportunity to speak on anything you'd like to speak on before we let you go. Really appreciate your opinion and what you go and do, and just your knowledge and being a good relative.
Matsugidads, thank you. Yep, at MIWRC, we are hosting a winter market next Friday, December 13th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we're encouraging the public to come out and support your local artists and vendors. So that again is next Friday, December 13th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the community room at MIWRC. Construction has, you know, taken away. It's really the construction, you know, the renovation of the top two floors at MIWRC is moving at a rapid pace, and so there may be some, you know, temporary closures, like for water shutoffs and things that are out of our control. So we're asking for community's patience and understanding ahead of time for some of these, like, just temporary shutdowns that are out of our control due to the construction of the top two floors. We're excited because, you know, construction is moving rapidly, and we're still on schedule for the new units to be opening July of 2025.
Wow. How exciting to see your work come to fruition, and all the people that work there, you know, be able to watch this happen.
Yeah, the staff are amazing. I mean, it's an amazing community, and everybody does such good, great heart work. You know, our staff, we joke and say they're the Care Bears, you know, and they just have such huge hearts, and the work they do is amazing. And we're just so thankful for everybody, and for everybody's patience and understanding to be able to, like, adjust to the changes of, like, temporary shutdowns. Even, like, for example, our staff too, we had to you know, move into temporary office space within the building, thankfully, but to accommodate the renovation that's moving at rapid pace, for sure.
Awesome. Well, Ruth, we're going to let you go because I understand that you're driving, and I don't want to be a cause of an accident and ask you one of those hard questions.
No problem. Thank you. Mazagadab.
Great to see you. Thanks for all you do.
Likewise.
Right on. Hey, that was Ruth Anna Buffalo. Just an amazing person. And it's fun, too, because over the years I've been, you know, and one thing is, you know, Haley, you've mentioned this, too, is that Ruth's pretty tall. So she's kind of intimidating when you first meet her just by her presence. But she's like such a down-to-earth person, very close to her heart, and we really appreciate her updates and her coming on.
Yeah, really, and her support for Native Roots Radio, and not only just us, but a lot of people in our community. And I'm so thankful that she's here in our Twin Cities now, and and not in North Dakota. It's so great to, you know, see people that we have on the show in person, face to face, in community. That really just makes all the connections so much more real. And so thankful that Ruth is in the leadership position that she is in at Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center.
Yeah, our friend Nina that listens to the show on Facebook said Ruth is awesome, and we agree. And, you know, we just appreciate everyone's feedback and listening in our live Facebook and YouTube stations, along with Over the Air. And there's a streaming, too, that we're on through AM 950, so you can listen to us live. And I and the streaming is called TuneIn. I just wanted to say that, too. So if you I listen to the radio and AM 950 specifically and Civic Media through TuneIn, you know, because I don't have a transistor radio anymore. So I have an iPhone and headphones and unlimited data. So I can listen to it as if it is a transistor radio.
Yeah, there you go. And even better yet, when you use the TuneIn Radio app, it's all live, but you can also find Native Roots Radio on podcasting platforms like Apple Music or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and you can find any and all Native Roots Radio episodes on there.
Yeah, really good point, too. Really, really good point. And we appreciate it. We roughly do a couple thousand a day of us listening to us on Facebook Live, and we really appreciate people that, you know, maybe don't listen to it live, but listen to it within the 24 hours that we are broadcasting. And that's an amazing, that's a pretty steady number.
Yeah, really grateful for that. I always think it's fun, too, if you get sick of just listening to our voices and you want to see what we look like or what we're wearing that day, head over to Facebook or YouTube. I think we're even, might be still streaming on X, but yeah, our video streams are up on social media as well.
Yeah, we're on X. And also, I'm on Blue Sky, too, if anyone wants to reach out. Native Roots Radio is on Blue Sky. And that's been a big turnover for a lot of people that are jumping off X. We just want to say that, that
that's true.
Check it out.
Yeah, look at you all hip with those new apps.
Yeah, yeah, you know it. What? Yeah, I'm totally grateful and of the process, the station, and also being on Civic Media in Wisconsin. And then we rebroadcast a lot of our shows on local non-commercial shows, and Haley sends those out every week. And we're just grateful. And I know a lot of people hear us on those stations, too.
Yeah, shout out KFAI, KOJB, all of those guys, especially Civic Media stations.
Yeah, definitely. And we're really happy. And it's fun because we can have our relatives, our Ho-Chunk relatives on that are from Wisconsin, talk about issues too, like Arvina and all our friends. We've had the president of Ho-Chunk Nation on. And we're just super stoked about that. Hey, Haley, you were talking a little bit, and I only have a couple minutes there, and I see State Representative Heather Keeler is in the bullpen. And I don't know if Heather, can you shake your head if you can hear us?
She's laughing at us.
Yeah, well, it's we want to tell you this before we get you on. It's Haley told me that it's Heather Day.
Yeah, it's National Heather Day. So yeah. It's your day, Heather.
Yeah,
it's special.
That's put her on real quick. Heather, congratulations on Heather Day.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. So excited to share this day with all the other Heathers in the world. Yeah. All the ones I know are pretty amazing.
Well, before we get to your segment, I just want to ask you a question about Heather. And did you ever see the movie Heathers with Winona Ryder and Christian Slater?
I have not seen it. I've heard a lot about it. I feel like it maybe came out at a time that I wasn't really watching movies. Or like TV shows, or you know what I mean? Like,
it was before
I get asked a lot if I was named Heather, because of that show. And the truth is, I'm named after the flower heather. My grandma thought it was one of the most beautiful flowers, and one of the most beautiful color purples. And so it's kind of interesting, I guess, what that name has led me into in my life. And so,
well, cool how meaning. Did your grandma know that you were going to grow up to be such a beautiful person?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think my grandma maybe knew purple was going to be my favorite color.
Well, I promise too. And then we had a pre-meeting talk to Heather about talking about Heather Day, National Heather Day, but also to stay within the representative area instead of state senator. So I'm going to work on that during the commercial break here.
Yeah, you do that. I feel like this has been a work in progress, but I will say yeah. I think the last couple times I've been on, you've been pretty good at staying in the lane that I want to stay in. Because I tease you, you know, like, don't call me a senator, because like, I just don't want that in the universe. I really like being a House representative because I love the constituents that I'm able to serve. So I love being
yeah, House. And we do too. And I just, you know, don't jinx me, you know, that we've been doing good for the last couple times. So. Yeah. Haley will help me. She'll beep me out if I get going on that, won't you, Haley?
I'll try my best.
I've heard you guys' stellar sound effects lately, so maybe we need to start having a sound effect for run like Robert calls me that name.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've manifested things over the years too. Like my Weeha with her twins lives only 8 minutes away, and I've manifested that. I said, oh, you know, the West 7th area is a really nice area, and you can get a big house for good money, and you're right next to us. And what do you know? 3 years later, they live right close to us. So watch out.
And I think it's really cool, like that generational piece. I think that, you know, often we miss the uniqueness of having our family close, and how like I lean into my mom a lot with my kids. And I think, you know, not just as help, it's very much a relationship and this generational support system. And I think it's pretty cool that you guys get to do that. And I see that a lot in our communities. And I love that. You know, I love the generational space that we have. We talk a lot about generational healing. Not just generational trauma. And I think you manifested a way to really help heal, you know, what next generations look like. And I think when Unchis can be a part of our lives and our grandkids' lives, it's just really better for all of us.
Well, I can't wait. Heather, you're always so great on the radio. We're going to have you back in this next segment. This is Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Again, that's vaccines.gov. Vaccines.gov.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about St. Paul-based All Energy Solar.
They've been providing solar energy solutions to customers since 2009. All Energy Solar's professionals will help you through the entire process, from a free site assessment to a custom design that works for your property. Now is the time to go solar. Make a powerful investment by switching to solar energy by visiting allenergysolar.com for your solar quote. That's allenergysolar.com.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
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 Woo!
Hey.
That was pretty good that time.
Yeah, it was the harmony, the three-part harmony was awesome. Hey, we're here with Heather Keeler, Minnesota State Representative, and our friend. We have a lot to talk about. I'm looking at the notes that the producer brought up here, and there's a lot of markets. And before we get into the markets you want to talk about, I just want to remind everybody, as a matter of fact, Wendy's down at the Dayton's in downtown Minneapolis, where Native Roots Trading Post is, and straightening things up and filling up our orders. And so I'm really grateful for her and grateful for everyone coming out there. And then also, we're going to be, Wendy and I are going to be live in Shakopee on the 13th through the 15th at Native Roots Trading Post, selling our wares and telling a few jokes.
Well, are they going to be funny jokes or just jokes?
Dad jokes. I'm old. It's going to be dad jokes. So it depends on what mood you're in, if you like them or not. You know, I can get eye rolls or people laughing. I taught school for 30 years and I had students always say, you know, you're funny. You should be a comedian. And I said, I am. And I got, health care and I work 40 hours a week and I get the summers off. And so, yeah. There was that.
I thought you were going to say you were a teacher, and so you were used to the eye rolls.
Oh, that too. Mm-hmm. That too. That's good. So, Heather, a lot going on, and we like to talk about, like during powwow season, how important it is for people that go out and about and see something native to ask people who made this. And when we go to these markets, we pretty much know.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I think. So Haley and I have actually, when we link up in different places, it's like we always go to the vendors and we always check out like who's where and what's going on. And I look at it as an opportunity to support our relatives, but also to grow our own economics. And I think, during holidays, we're always shopping for people. It seems like that time of year, and it's easy to go to Amazon or jump online and do things. And I really like, we're coming out of Native American Heritage Month. Everybody really loved talking about us then. But now we go into like, what decisions are you making in your life to really support what we do and what we're trying to do, whether it's locally owned businesses, women owned businesses, like going and supporting your friends. But for us, it's our crafts. And I think, some of our bead work is absolutely gorgeous. The amount of time and the talent that people put into that is really unique and wonderful. And so I really lean into reminding people that we have a lot of small businesses within our own community. And we all know people who make things or sell things. Robert, you and your family do that. And so I think it's that time of year where it's really nice to buy your friends and your family gifts, but it's even more important when you support the small businesses that your families and your friends run. It's a thing I've kind of learned being a small business owner and trying to lean into my friends to say, how can you support my business? And that seems to be the hardest market for us to get into. And so, I just want you to remember to support your friends, your family, other people in our community. Haley and I were throwing up some just craft fairs that are happening, or markets that are taking place, cultural events that are happening. Some of our schools or Indian education programs are putting on round dances and powwows with vendors. And so I guess we talk about a lot of things, and sometimes the things that we talk about don't really impact us as a community. And I think shopping and supporting each other absolutely supports the economics of who we are as Indigenous people.
Perfect. And also, I guess, too, one of the things I was kind of trying to bring up, too, is that, you know, when our white allies are out there looking for Native things, ask questions. And then if you are at powwows or round dances or markets, you can buy things if they're for sale. You don't have to ask, but, you know, they're there for everyone to buy.
Yeah, I think it's the difference between like cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation. And, you know, buying the beadwork from the people who do that. You know, we have American Indian Art Acts that tell us, you know, that like when we have vendor booths or vendors, you know, sign up at powwows, that you really have to prove that you are an American Indian selling this artwork and these crafts, because it's something that is really unique to us. And there are things that people mimic. And, you know, buying things that look like our beadwork from Target is probably not really the way to support who we are. And so I'm with you. Like, ask who makes them, ask where they're from, you know, learn a little bit about the story, about the colors that they've picked. You know, sometimes those things have really cool meaning behind them, too.
And I know, too, beaders, and when we work with our resin, we pray, you know, for everything we put in there. And smudge it off, and those are important things. And Native relatives have come up and asked us if we've done that, and that's good too, because that is the right way to do it. And I just one of the things I always bring up too, we're at the state fair too, and I know state representative, you can't make it because it's kind of a tricky time for you and your children or your kids or your son. Mm-hmm. because they're going to college and going back to school. But there was a lot of, when we kind of got into the fair, there was a lot of quote unquote Native inspired work out there. Yeah. And really that just means Native stolen.
Yeah. That's kind of always bothered me, because it's like, there's different parts of our culture that people want to lean into, and then there's other parts that they want to stay away from. And it's just like, you can't just take the beautiful parts of who we are and then turn around and sell that for profit. Because the way that we make things and the reason why we make things, and again, the economics of it is so important. And I think like, we try to lowball our friends, we try to get deals on medallions, and it's like the work and the time that people put into that is so real and so valuable. And so don't take away the value from the people who are doing it, and then don't mimic or degrade the talent, you know, that our people have really created.
You know, the original reason why we started Native Roots Trading Post too was to get artists out there that, you know, are making a fair market price for, let's say, their paintings. Now, if you need diapers or something, you might sell your painting for $15, where really it's a $150 painting. And we want to get away from that. And we really want to support artists and their true value.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we're kind of talking a lot about, you know, life after the pandemic. And, you know, when you went to powwows and stuff before, like the vendor booths, one, there were more of them. And I feel like their inventory was just so robust that really fell off for a while, because in a market that it was so in-person type of sales, it really changed. And I'm seeing kind of a pickup back in bringing artists back out and, you know, building inventory to be able to sell. But I think, too, like we're really seeing people lean into the digital selling space. And, you know, there's like different people are selling things on sites online, but that comes with its own risk too. So, you know, if you are a seller or a vendor, be an honest vendor, you know, because like if somebody orders stuff from you and they don't get it in the mail, that starts to create this bigger issue of trust within our own people as well. And so, you know, it's responsibility for us as the purchasers and the supporters to lean in and buy from our people. But then it's important that those who are selling the products, you know, do a really good job at getting it out to the people as well. And that's what economics is all about. It's a cycle of demand and need, and doing it in a good way collectively together. And I think we can take charge of some of our own economics by supporting each other.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Oh, hello, Michael. Santa here. I need special gift ideas for my list this year. Any suggestions?
Hey, Santa, how about a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate? It's the perfect present. Flexible, thoughtful, and truly unique.
Now, there's something different.
Our gift certificates are perfect for birthdays, holidays, or just because, with multiple amounts to fit any budget. Share the joy of this season. Give a Simple Life Hospitality gift certificate. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Ho, ho! Thank you, Michael.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.